A survey of Meals on Wheels programs done by the national organization shows the majority of those delivering food are elderly themselves, many on fixed incomes who may no longer be able to afford rising gas prices. Patricia Eldred oversees the program in Dane County. She says they've lost two longtime volunteers and are doing whatever they can to recruit new drivers. To reduce the number of trips, Eldred says recipients could start getting meals in bulk that could be stored and eaten later, something that's already done on the weekends.
Usual procedure is to deliver the meal hot and ready to eat, but we are having to look at some other options.
The practice of consolidating meals to save money is occurring across the country. Enid Borden, president of the Meals on Wheels Association of America, says it's a financial necessity that comes with social costs.
The problem with that, obviously, is it's so much better to have someone knock on the door and say, Mrs. Smith, how are you feeling today?
A national survey of Meals on Wheels shows 30% of the programs cut personal visits from 5 days a week to one. In Dane County, they're still delivering throughout the week and are trying to make it easier on volunteers with routes close to where those people work or live. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.